Texte numéro 101. The robots are coming. Prepare for trouble. Americans are worried that technology may soon replace much of the work done by humans, and they're right to be. Yet the danger isn't about technology. It's about politics and economic fairness. Whether the pain and the benefits of artificial intelligence are equitably distributed, and whether the turmoil that is still to come will be viewed as a social good, will depend on our political will. Online retailers like Amazon are using AI to automate many of the steps that come between placing an order on your smartphone and receiving a package on your doorstep. The impact on American jobs is enormous. E-commerce's share of retail sales nearly doubled in the last 5 years, and brick-and-mortar stores, which employ millions of workers, are suffering. Since 2014, the United States economy has added more than 12 million jobs, yet the number of retail sales jobs decreased by about 114,000. Online retailers use AI applications to figure out what customers want and to get it to them quickly, all at a lower cost than their brick-and-mortar competitors. The key innovation uses data to make better predictions. Amazon uses customers' browsing and buying histories to make personal recommendations. Purchasing patterns across places and over time are used to predict product needs and to stock warehouses accordingly. In traditional stores, the shelves are often full of items that nobody wants. This mismatch between supply and demand is reduced online, and AI makes it possible. The growth of online retail has changed how people make purchases, but it has not changed our appetites for consumption and may have even increased them. AI will create new opportunities, including some that we cannot foresee. And it will have other benefits, such as increased safety and reduced environmental impact. Driverless cars and trucks are also on the way. Although bringing autonomous vehicles to market has so far proved difficult, driving jobs will disappear someday. Job creation and destruction may balance out in aggregate, but that is cold comfort for people who come out on the losing side. There is a parallel with earlier technological changes. The Industrial Revolution powered an increase in prosperity, yet working conditions in the factories of the 19th century were much worse than anything we see today. Beginning in the early 20th century, trade unions and new government regulations acted together to raise pay, improve working conditions, and increase workplace safety. We need a similar strengthening of the social contract to manage the changing nature of work in the digital age. We cannot stop the coming wave of technological change, but we can moderate its impact on society. We must embrace AI as a tool that will enable us to create a better and fairer world. Adapted from the New York Times, January 2020.